I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. There are dozens of outdated old-time health sayings that have no basis in science. To talk about the myths and misconceptions about common childhood illnesses is Dr. Elizabeth Mack. She's a pediatric critical care physician at MUSC Children's Health, and she's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mack, why is it important to chat about those misconceptions about children's health?
They are important to discuss because, in fact, some of these misconceptions can lead to harmful situations for children. And the evidence has changed over time so that some things that were previously thought to be helpful are now no longer known to be helpful.
Well, let's take a look at some of the most common misconceptions that have no basis in science. The first one that pops into my mind is starve a cold, feed a fever.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's false. Starving anyone is not good. Nutrition is important, but even more important than that is hydration. And for young children, particularly when they're sick, we'll assess their hydration status by looking at their tears, their lips, their tongue, also the number of wet diapers they have. So in fact, hydration is particularly important, and we should definitely not avoid nutrition if kids are up for it while they're sick.
Okay, another one, if you go outside with wet hair, you're bound to get a cold. Is that true?
That's false as well. So it is true that viruses tend to spread more in the wintertime. And in fact, when there's dry air, whether that is outside or inside, having low humidity makes it more likely for the viruses to spread. But viruses and other illnesses do not get worse or spread or come upon anyone because of wet hair or being outside or anything like that.
Another old-time saying is that butter helps to heal a burn. Any truth to that?
No, that one's false. And in fact, that one can be dangerous if people tend to apply any kind of grease or butter, oil, anything like that.
And what to do if a child receives any kind of burn?
Depending on the severity, but most likely seeking medical attention. There really aren't a lot of sort of home remedies that can be helpful for that.
Are there any old-time health sayings about children's health that do have some basis in fact?
Yes, there are. So loud noises can in fact cause hearing loss. So temporarily, exposure to loud noise, even for as brief as about 15 minutes, people can have ringing in the ears and temporary hearing loss, even for up to a day or two. But chronic exposure to loud noises, whether that's machinery or music, can actually lead to permanent hearing loss. So earplugs and avoidance are particularly important for that one.
One last thing I have to ask, is chicken soup good for the common cold? Is that true?
Chicken soup, the ingredients do contain some anti-inflammatory properties, so we don't discourage it. It's cheap, it's easy, it's tasty, and it might be helpful.
And when is it time for a child with a cold or a fever to be seen by their physician?
Children can get up to 8 to 10 viral illnesses and colds per year, and even more if they're in daycare. So this is an important topic. Children that are less than 3 months of age in particular should be seen if they have a fever. And then any other child who's having difficulty with hydration, keeping fluids down, or it tends to be lasting too long, or their breathing seems to be uncomfortable, those are things to look out for in terms of when to go to the pediatrician.
Dr. Mack, thanks for providing this update about children's health.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.